And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. A host of Western Oklahomans find themselves on the All-State baseball teams released yesterday by the Oklahoma Baseball Coaches Association. Elk City's Cooper Church was named to the Middle West All-State team. Church threw 45 innings this season, surrendering only 32 hits and 4 earned runs. He beat Ulagaw 6-1 in the first round of the 4A state tournament just last week. The Small West team is littered with Western Oklahomans. Kyron Winery and Kaysen LeGrand from Canute, Braden Whipple of Shattuck, Noah Halderman from Visay, Braxton Wisenant and Rowdy Randall from Hollis, Moreland's Carter Sampson, and Jake Peeler of Sentinel. Second round of the 105th PGA Championship winding down at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. No one's finished two rounds better than Justin Rose and Taylor Pendrith, who are both done at 1-under. Keith Mitchell, Sepp Straka, and club professional Michael Block are all in at level par. Patrick Cantlay, Dustin Johnson, Mito Pereira highlight the guys done at plus one. Adam Scott headlines the guys finished at 2-over. Max Homa, Patrick Reed, Tommy Fleetwood, Hideki Matsuyama are in at 3-over. Xander Schauffele is going to make the cut at 4-over. Phil Mickelson appears safely into the weekend at 5-over. Ricky Fowler, Siwoo Kim, Billy Horschel, and others will be watching that cut line to see if it moves to the 6-over that they finished at and allows them to play the weekend. The lead is on the course, and it's currently held by Corey Connors, the Canadian 6-under through 10. You've got Scotty Scheffler and Victor Hovland tied at 4-under. Bryson DeChambeau, Keegan Bradley are 3. Then a host of guys are a few over trying to hang on to get into contention or just make the cut. Rory, Jordan Spieth, Koepka, Morikawa all trying to make a couple birdies to finish right around even par. JT, John Rahm, and others flirting with the cut line that sits at 5-over. Denver Nuggets took a commanding 2-0 lead over the LA Lakers last night with a 108-103 Game 2 Western Conference Finals win. Denver's Jamal Murray struggled through three quarters before a 23-point explosion in the fourth carried the Nuggets across the finish line. Murray ended with 37. Nikola Jokic amassed another triple-double. LeBron James and former Sooner Austin Reeves paced LA with 22. It's the fourth time in Murray's short career that he's had 20 points in the fourth quarter of a playoff game. Only two other guys have ever had multiple quarters like that, Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals tips tonight in Boston. The Celtics trying to even their series with Miami after the Heat wrestled home court advantage away Wednesday night's Game 1 win. Miami's won the first game of each of their three series so far in this playoff run, all on the road. Heat are attempting to become first 8th seed since the Knicks in 99 to make it to the NBA Finals. Celts looking to make a return trip back to the Finals in which they lost to the Warriors a year ago. Florida Panthers won a marathon Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals on the NHL playoff ice. Matthew Tkachuk scored the game winner with 12.7 seconds left in the fourth overtime. Game last night was the sixth longest in NHL history. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals starts tonight in Vegas. Golden Knights host the Dallas Stars in the prelude to the Stanley Cup Finals. These two met back in 2020 COVID Conference Finals, with Dallas prevailing that season. Finally, some sad news to report from the NFL and the fight for social justice. NFL legend, longtime activist Jim Brown has passed away at the age of 87. His NFL career saw him never miss a single game. He ran for 100 yards in 58 of his 118 regular season games. Brown still holds the record with 8 single season rushing titles. He's the only non-quarterback to win the MVP 3 times, and he did far more for many, many more people off the field after he retired. Rest in peace to the legendary Jim Brown, who's passed away at the age of 87. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.